Denver education bureaucrat wants to make masking part of the student dress code as school mandate ends. By Brecken Eftis on February 9, 2022. Denver Public School Board Vice President Tay Anderson threatened to make masking children part of the district's dress code to combat the city's health department ending the mandate. Anderson took to Twitter to announce that if our district moves to lift the mask mandate like other metro school districts, I am prepared to bring forth a policy to add masks to our district dress code. Following this tweet, he declared that parents who do not want to mask children should keep their children at home, saying, "It's simple, if you don't want your student to wear a mask in school, keep them at home." Anderson did not address the fact that masking children has proven detrimental to their educational and social development, as well as their mental health. Soon after the Denver Health Department's rescission of the mandate, Anderson begrudgingly capitulated, saying he would not pursue the dress code policy as he did not have enough support among his colleagues. "I had planned to follow other school districts in the South and bring forward a temporary policy to add masks to the dress code," he said. "However, in consultation with some of my colleagues, I am confident I do not have the support to move that policy proposal forward. I still believe that out of an abundance of caution, our mask mandate should stay in place throughout the remainder of the semester," he wrote. Emphasis in original. Despite the fact that the health experts in his city decided to end the mandate, Anderson maintains that he believes and follows the science, but said that until today, "I was 100% in agreement with our local public health experts." Emphasis in original. According to Anderson, his personal beliefs, which are at odds with most public health data pertaining to masking children in schools, somehow comport with the science. He also said, "Our schools are public institutions that could be ground zero for possible future outbreaks with these new eased masking requirements. Despite the fact that public schools have never been a leading vector of coronavirus transmission, regardless of mask status." The Denver educrat, however, appears to be fanatical about masking, as he frequently posts pictures applauding persons for wearing masks. Once again referring to the science, Anderson said, "I must reiterate my strong support for masking because the science said it works to reduce the spread of multiple viruses, not only COVID." The mask mandate is not the only issue Denver Public Schools is dealing with at the moment. The school district is the subject of a federal civil rights lawsuit after an elementary school hosted racially segregated events, a families of color playground night, which many have described as racism under the guise of equity. In addition to the lawsuit, the same elementary school that hosted the racially segregated events was caught teaching kindergarten and first graders the importance of the disruption of Western nuclear family dynamics in favor of black villages during its Black Lives Matter at School Week of Action. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.